MacGyver in.
Weed MacGyver?
That's right, son.
That's a show that didn't make it on the ABC fall schedule in 96.
We already have MacGyver. We don't need Weed MacGyver.
Right, yeah. They're stuck in a locked room. There's a ticking time bomb. He's like, I need an empty two-liter bottle, a straw, and some water. 10 minutes later, he's got a bong. Oh, I just wanted to get high before we died.
Yeah, I wasn't too worried about the bomb.
Oh, I'm supposed to defuse a bomb? I'm trying to get high.
I'm about to get bombed out.
Yeah, this shit is the bomb.
You're the worst what MacGyver ever, Weed MacGyver.
Hey, don't judge me.
MacGyver.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From Asmacore Studios near Detroit, Michigan, it's the Weedsman Podcast.
You want to get high?
And now, here are the Weedsmen.
Oh man, I thought I didn't have a lighter. That would have been a disaster.
Yeah, we'd have started over.
I've got a lighter, but I packed this bong and it's clogged. I gotta get something to clean it. Let's smoke your bowls and then I'll take a quick sprint upstairs and grab something to poke it out with.
We'll go round robin right here.
Not the first time that's been said to me.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
Hey, it's Aaron.
And the guy on the couch is, once again, the cat on the couch.
That's a girl.
That's
Miriam. Mm-hmm.
It's our first female.
Cunty McKitty.
Yeah, Cunty McKitty cat, as she's known around here.
Cunty.
She's lost her teardrop.
Yeah, she had a little cat.
I don't know if she got kicked out of the gang.
She got soft.
There's a cat that's not in the neighborhood anymore. That's our theory. She had a little cat teardrop. Oh, all right. Off to an exciting start. It's the Weedsman again.
Yeah, we're here getting stoned on America's birthday and enjoying some of our personal
birthday,
freedoms.
America.
When you hear this, it's going to be the 11th of July, but fuck it. Yep. Magic of podcasting.
But fuck it.
Yeah, that's sometimes. OG Kush, I believe, again this week.
Yeah, we got some OG Kush that we're enjoying today.
Leafly already pulled up. Nice. Way to be on the game for a stoner.
Well, according to Leafly, OG Kush makes up the genetic backbone of West Coast cannabis varieties. It's a hybrid, according to this, commonly described as sativa-like, and its euphoric and happy effects to combat stress and anxiety.
Nothing sativa-like about this weed. The way it reacts with my chemistry, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely couch lock type of shit. It's my favorite, actually. It's when it first started coming around, I used to tell my guy, like, when you get this, call me.
Really?
I will make things happen
Pineapple
to make
Express.
Sure I procure this.
Pineapple Express was mine. Like, that was the one. Whenever I hear, I've got that.
Rock and roll.
OG Kush, I guess, was a strain of Chem Dog.
That Chem Dog, I sampled that in the Denver.
Yeah, you've had Chem Dog.
Yeah.
We've had Chem Dog hybrids before, but I don't think I've ever had this.
It was Chem Dog number 4, I believe, is the full name of the strain for all you weed snobberists out there. It's the one strain that I bought the 8th of in Colorado, I believe.
Yeah, even on Urban Dictionary, it says that while it has indica properties, they're putting it clearly in the sativa category. You can't argue with results.
I put it in the getting high category.
I put it in my lungs.
But Rob, just quick draw. Quick on the uptake right there.
I try to be.
I believe I just want to state for the record that cough was just a good old cough.
Oh, thanks.
Comedy's all about timing. You nailed it there, sir.
But if it helped,
well played.
If it helped your joke, then
well played.
Part of the name of OG Kush is Kush. I think it's one of those terms that gets thrown around a lot. But what does it mean? What is Kush? Well, according to Wikipedia, it refers to a subset of strains of cannabis indica. The origins of Kush cannabis are from landrace plants, mainly in Afghanistan, northern Pakistan, and northwestern India, with the name coming from the Hindu Kush mountain range. So Kush is indica. It's a form of indica.
Yeah.
It's just odd that, like, it's basically got indica in its name, but everyone's saying that it's sativa. Like, you're going with indica.
I could take a nap right now.
Wow.
I could stop in the middle of this, take a nap. Right the fuck now.
I disagree.
I don't know. I smoked a bunch of it, and I was like cleaning up at Jeopardy earlier when we went to Ramshorn. I'd have to say that it definitely has major stress relieving properties. I don't get like super like sleepy off of it or zoned out per se. It's everybody reacts differently.
Yeah, no, I get that. Like, I get that heavy mind fog. That's a term that anybody understands.
Mind fog. No. Real mind fog.
I mean, it's definitely clear that I am altered. Not like, you know, every once in a while you smoke those strains where you're like, am I high? I'm not sure.
Right.
There's no question.
Well, me being a larger OG gentleman, push. I think it helps my back, to be quite honest. Yeah. Like pain and stuff. That does help.
Well, I read a story that, speaking of health benefits, that I guess there's possible benefits to preventing degenerative eye diseases. I mean, glaucoma is one that we're already aware of that it can help stave off. Yeah, there was a test done. Researchers from Spain's University of Alicante published a study earlier this month in the journal Experimental Eye Research that supports this claim that, let's see, most common example, for years medical marijuana has been used to help treat certain conditions that can cause vision loss. So the most common example is glaucoma, but it is not the only condition for which cannabis may be beneficial. It's just another instance of where it does have medicinal properties.
Right.
So saying that it can prevent...
It can help slow down the degeneration.
What diseases?
You know, it's kind of vague on that. It just says that there's evidence that there's properties of this that can help slow down other... If I don't know. I guess maybe they're just extrapolating. Maybe they're just looking at how it helps slow down glaucoma and extrapolating that they could use that to slow down other degenerative diseases.
Oh.
Nice.
The end of this article, though, says, the marijuana plant never ceases to amaze me. Marijuana is medicine. If you know someone that is suffering from vision loss, you should recommend that they try cannabis. I mean, okay. Why are we so quick to jump to conclusions on marijuana all the time, too, though? Like, I don't... Like, marijuana is medicine. It has medicinal qualities, but overall, I don't know. It's not... It just seems like the type of language that we hear a lot from people, like, oh, it's a miracle drug, it'll do everything.
It'll take the kids to school, it'll clear up your genital warts, it'll cure AIDS. No, it doesn't do everything.
But it's not going to hurt. I mean, there's no harm in recommending somebody with degenerative eye disease smoking.
It's been shown to help. I believe with glaucoma, the reason it does help is it relieves the pressure in your eye.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it lowers the actual, like, liquid, the pressure on the liquid of your eyeball.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yes.
And that is why.
And supposedly, like, the older I get, the more and more I realize the story might have been, like, a whole big bunch of bullshit. But supposedly, back when I was getting out of high school, that age-ish, you know, there was somebody who went to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor told him that... I think this was someone trying to exercise their stoner hubris,
right.
But they were saying that the eye doctor told them, you will never, ever have glaucoma. They were saying the pressure was so low in their eyes. Like I said, the older I get, okay, the more and more I think that story is a bunch of crap, but
right.
One of them urban legends, I guess, that maybe went around our little circle of friends.
People only want to hear what they want from the doctors usually, though.
Did I use the phrase stoner hubris?
Yeah.
All right, good for me. Wow, so we jumped right in. We totally just missed the whole...
What?
The rundown of everything.
Yeah.
Should we just do it now?
Yeah, why not?
While we're high and thinking about it.
Oh, we remembered it.
Yeah, you know, it's better late than never, guys. And that's how, you know, that's how stoners operate. First of all, thank you to everybody for listening. I see the numbers every day. More and more people are downloading every day. More and more people are clicking every day. And thank you from the bottom of my heart, as lame as that sounds, for that.
More people that like our stuff makes me happy.
Yes, this is a pet project for me, for all of us, and the fact that people are checking out and you're liking it.
Nice.
Because the numbers would dwindle if you weren't liking it, and the numbers are going up. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and liking Christopher Media on Facebook, following us on Twitter at TheWeedsman420. I believe we did ask at the end of the last show for, what was it, Stoner
Stories? Or
no. Oh, you know what I thought of that we need? I need Butthead.
Yeah, we
need to. I need to drop a Butthead going,
yeah. No, we did request if anybody has any stoner stories to share with us.
Okay, stoner stories. That's vague. I think we tuned in a little bit more. I don't think we were as vague as stoner stories. I think we were a little more specific. I don't know, stoner ritual, stoner talk. If you want to call us idiots, whatever. At the 420 on Twitter.
A stoner ritual is a good one. Like,
yeah, everybody. everybody has them. You can subscribe to any Christopher Media show on iTunes by clicking through the banner on ChristopherMedia.net. If you also happen to maybe go and perhaps root around in iTunes and, hey, check out this song and download that or download an app, we get a little cut of that. If you spend a buck, I think we get a quarter. Possibly a dime. I don't know. You can also support Christopher Media by donating using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. When you buy something, Amazon kicks us back a little money to help keep this thing going. Monstersmokeshop.com.
Oh yeah. We got a sponsor of
yes. Well, it's, I was explaining to people, it's smoke shop. I was explaining to Rob before this went, just so people don't get this misconstrued. People aren't cutting us checks.
Yeah, we're not.
No one's quitting day jobs here. No one's come up to us and said, we like what you're doing, here's a big check. No.
No, but that's a great way to support us. So if you need some paraphernalia, which they have just about anything, that I don't think there's anything we could come up with that they didn't have on that website.
No, if you listen to this show and you need something, they got it at monstersmokeshop.com. What you do is everything else, like we've been saying. You click through, you buy something, it doesn't cost you anything more, and we get a little bit.
Treat yourself to a nice grinder. You'd be surprised how much of a nice investment it is.
You know, to be honest, right now you're going to help pay for the internet hosting. No, and
keeping us alive.
Yeah, and whatever other expenses. I don't even know what they are anymore. I just catalog them all. I get the notifications that they come out of my account, and I just file them in my email, and we'll figure them all out on tax.
Nice.
But anyway, also too, if you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of your favorite Christopher Media shows, like the Weezman Podcast. We got Unregimented, Eminem Question Everything, the Metalhead Offensive. Those guys have been quiet for a couple weeks, but got word today they've been setting up. They're going to be doing a live show.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
So, I mean, they're getting a podcast merit badge. They're going to be setting up a live. By the time you're hearing this, it may already be posted. So, as of recording this, it's in the works. I'm bottlenecking, guys. I'm almost done.
Yep.
Also, Todzilla X.
Todzilla.
He's a new kid on the block. Everybody who's heard him digs him. He had one ready to go. He was going to send it to me.
All right.
And apparently, he scrapped it, and he's working on another one, and it'll be up. By the time you're hearing my voice on that, it will already be old news, I'm thinking.
Hopefully.
But Todzilla X, check him out.
Cool. Can't wait for another episode.
Like I said, we're covering the whole country. We're covering Chicago, Detroit, Tampa. We're getting up into Rochester, New York.
We need that West Coast, though.
And I know. We're talking to more and more shows every day, so.
Need a little that puff, puff, pass.
Yeah. All right.
That West Coast love. Puff, puff, pass.
The PBS portion of the show is done. At least on the front half. And now I'm going to hit this bomb.
There we go.
So I realized I had a callus on my thumb that I was trying to figure out at first because I play guitar and bass, and you know, as anyone who plays any kind of stringed instrument knows, you get a lot of calluses on your hands. And I had one on the side of my thumb, and I was like, oh yeah, well. But then I realized that's not anywhere near where I would normally have contact with a string. It's on the side of, like, the inside of my thumb, facing my index finger.
You have light callus.
Yeah, that's how early on somebody showed me to properly light a bowl and to keep the flame out of the way, do it on the side of the thumb and tip it in like that. And I've always done it the same way, and I realize I've got this lump of a callus right there.
Not I.
Thanks, Big.
Yeah, Rob doesn't either. You guys use the ends of your thumbs, which I'm figuring receive more wear and just naturally, like.
Well, they say too, but to keep the flame out, what you do is you just move your thumb back to where you just got the tip of it on the thing, and you can do whatever with the flame.
Yeah, but I do this. You can't see the technique, but this way, when I do it on the side of the thumb, I can brace the back of it against the ring finger. There's my two finger grasp right there. But you gotta get this callus. You guys aren't true smokers.
Yeah, apparently.
Have you seen Tommy Chong's thumb?
No, I haven't really hung out with Tommy Chong lately.
No. We were watching the Doug Benson podcast. He was on it, right? And he showed him how crooked his thumb was.
Oh.
And it's from lighting.
Really?
Lighting bowls, smoking weed. I swear, maybe I imagined that. Maybe I had a dream about Tommy Chong's thumb.
No, dude, I'm just high and you're being impatient.
Being impatient?
I'm like holding in a hit. Oh. And I'm grabbing an empty bowl.
Yep. You're gonna fill it.
Wait, now I'm keeping everything from flowing here.
You know, I was editing the last the previous episode today, number 5. It's on iTunes. Download it. And I was thinking, because we were talking about like the dark side of the rainbow and all that crap on there. And I don't.
Oh yeah.
And I don't think we talked about TV shows, but I don't think this would be show number 6. We haven't talked about something obvious. What do you like to listen to when you're high?
That's a good question. There's I don't know. It sounds so stereotypical, but there's something about a little reggae style beat that just is really attractive to me. I'll say I don't listen to a lot of reggae per se. Maybe more dub than reggae. I went a long time not appreciating the genre at all. And I wasn't a pot smoker either. And
is this being stereotypical?
Yeah. Well, but it's
not, dude. He's the fucking man, dude. Band was the man, dude.
The authority.
But you know what it is?
This rhythm section. You
for me,
not
though,
touch it.
It's not. I don't want to listen to Bob Marley. I want to hear Elvis Costello's live version of Watching the Detectives, which he does in this like reggae style.
That white reggae.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, totally. Or Germans doing like techno dub, like German techno that's got that kind of tick. Kind of reggae polka y kind of sound.
Yeah.
But what are you doing? You're singing Tetris theme.
Yeah.
There's
a couple of dub songs I've heard with the Tetris theme. It's pretty crazy.
I'm not saying dubstep. Like dub music, like bassy, you know, remixed reggae style dub. I mean that, and I guess there's a lot of weird techno that I listen to. Plaid, Autechre, and Aphex Twin, Square Pusher. I like to listen to a lot of that shit when I'm high.
Aphex Twin. Steely
Dan.
You know what?
Steely Dan,
yes, because
is one of the best bands to listen to high.
I downloaded a bunch of Steely Dan the other day.
Yeah.
And I used to fucking hate Steely Dan. I used to think they were horrible. And then it's something about, I don't know, it's something about getting older, and now all of a sudden, like, I get it, and I fucking love it, and I want to hear more.
I have to listen to it.
Dude, if you don't like jazz,
it sounds,
don't bother, man. Like,
kid and you're listening to it alongside of all this classic rock, and it kind of melds in with classic rock a little bit, it kind of melds in with, like, light jazz a little bit.
Can I hear something?
But when you start...
Yeah. Hold up.
From a musician's perspective, I think most of the musicians that I talk to are like, oh yeah, you know, these guys are the shit. The arrangements, the musicianship, the melodies. As a... As an adult, too, I think you get a lot more of the sense of humor of this band.
Well, no, it's like, I don't know, when I was younger, I didn't want to hear this. I thought this was, I wrote it off as, like, lame, really? Old-ass classic rock. And now I hear it, and it's like, dude, it's badass.
These
guys are, like, way ahead of their time.
Yeah.
I had some favorite albums from my parents' collection. My parents didn't have a wide collection. They had a kind of varied collection, only because they weren't into one genre of music. So they had the kind of albums like James Taylor and Carly Simon that, like, everybody had. But there was definitely, there's the early Beatles compilation, the blue one, right? With the, Baby You Can Drive My Car and shit like that on there.
Yeah.
There's the ELO record that has, like, the big spaceship that looks like the Simon game on it with the big gatefold. And you can open up the inside of it and look at it. That was another one of my favorites. And Gaucho by Steely Dan, which... Not their best album, but one of the best produced albums, I think, in history. That
started is part of your audiophile training?
You know, I think so. Soon after that, it was Graceland, which is still is another... Paul Simon's Graceland is just like a wonderfully produced album. But a little bit of a sidetrack.
All right,
yeah.
Rob, now I'll play the Steely Dan you've heard.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you've heard this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a classic rock radio station.
Yeah, I heard this on the radio the other day, and I was jamming it out.
Nice.
And then there's this one, too.
You know, okay, so there's a couple, though. For me, I mean, I don't go straight for these songs because I've heard them so many times, but Kid Charlemagne.
Yeah.
And Black Cow. Black Cow especially. Lay a little Black Cow on them.
I don't have Black Cow on. No, but that's...
The stoner treat.
Hold on.
That's got the big dubby bass line in it.
Yeah,
it's so luscious.
I have YouTube.
Yeah.
I'll have it for you right
now. We have the YouTubes.
But also, too, this is a sample you've heard. You've heard this sample.
Okay.
There we go.
Uptown, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Uptown, yeah.
Oh, wait, somebody used this?
Oh, yeah. This was a one-off hip-hop hit in the late 90s.
This is so my jam.
Yeah. Nice. In the corner of my eye,
I saw you in Rudy's. You were very high. People hate Steely Dan. We have lost them. But.
Yeah. It was a cry. Hey, we're high.
This song is great. It's just about he's got a woman who's a fucking drug addict and a drunk and a partier and likes to sleep around. And he's just like, hit the bricks, bitch.
Wow. That's a hell of a story.
I love it.
But yeah, that's from Asia, dude. For them, that's, I think that...
Asia,
isn't
Asia.
Isn't that what got them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame pretty much is that
Asia.
Album?
Asia is one of the... most amazing albums ever in terms of having, I mean, it just, it doesn't have a lyrical theme, but there definitely is a way where all these songs flow together. It's one of those, the few albums that I'll still listen to front to back, you know, in order. And it's got Michael McDonald all over it. How can you go wrong? You'd be a fool.
That big
but yeah,
cow.
Steely Dan cast, welcome back, guys.
Nice.
Well, what? Okay, I've so never that, heard this. That's what I like to listen
that's
to.
That's Aaron. Well, you're next there, big guy.
Well, just to probably sprinkle in a lot of sample heavy hip hop, like early De La Soul, Paul's Boutique, stuff like that. I like to listen to when I'm high.
You know who I just downloaded
or
their
like
catalog?
LP or
I just downloaded their catalog the other day.
Who's that?
The Far Side.
Oh fuck yeah, yeah. That's another good one.
What about you, there? Big
yeah, old
chief?
School native. Of Tongue style, Tribe Called Quest, shit like that. What, yeah, what do you like to listen to, Rob?
If I have to, like, if I'm listening to something while I'm high,
dude, whatever you like, state the truth, man. You might have a little different answer than most people, but
well,
state the goddamn truth.
All right, it's like to be honest, I listen guy. To like, you know, like Weezer. I've listened to like some bands. Like
you put know, on Hash Pipe.
Yeah, that's a pretty good song. I listen to that. Queens of the Stone Age. Like I like.
So
that.
You like the heavy music?
Yeah,
you know?
Like
well, some
you know,
like. Heavier indie rock style guitar
like,
shit.
The Black Keys are pretty cool. I like the Black Keys. You know, the Jack White.
Dude, what's your ultimate favorite, like, when you're getting high?
Oh, Bob Marley, sure, man. Bob Marley and the Wailers. Like, that's good stuff, man. Like, just zone out. It's a great sound. His music is just genuine. Like, mm-hmm. I can definitely hear it. I think anybody, it doesn't matter who you are, you can listen to it and enjoy it.
Bob, so you like Bob?
Yeah, Bob Marley. I mean, also, you know, like electronic music, too.
Man, you
like,
guys get into the... to a lot of the electronic. I get into it to an extent, but
right. No, something with a good beat, like definitely they'll catch
yeah.
my attention.
But I think Rob and I have very different tastes in electronic music. I don't think there's any crossover in our techno tastes actually at all. I haven't found any common ground that we can meet on.
I like the high endurance stuff. Yeah, like Tiesto, Swedish House Mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justice.
That's all you. You can have that. Justice is all right.
Van Buren.
Or Armin no. Van Buren?
Yeah.
Armin Tangerian?
Yeah.
Or Tangerian? Is that what was his name? Tangerian. Armin's copy of Swank.
This is Armin, Swedish House Mafia.
Yeah.
I know, I never heard
it. You know, I always thought that they were, that it was a myth, but I had heard of studies that pot will make you gay.
Really?
I didn't realize, I'd never seen it happen in real life like this, but.
That's been a big fuck you to you. That's quite honest.
I'm not saying it's bad to be gay. I'm not.
I never said I was.
Nothing against. Guys. Nothing against.
Calm down, guys. Hey, everybody likes what they like.
Well, what about you, Hayda?
I don't know. What day is it? Oh, I don't, man. Yeah, fuck.
Lately,
it's been podcasts. Because it's mad at music for a while. Burnt out, too, because I worked in radio for a few years, and I worked in a genre of music I liked, which was a mistake, because it wore out a lot of songs that I like.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, as cliche as it sounds, and you can all make fun of me, Dark Side of the Moon, at full volume, when you're super high, is fucking great. And also, Wish You Were Here. That's also a great album.
Yeah, that's what...
To just get super blazed out and
that
listen to.
That and Metal are two of my favorites.
See, yeah, you like... Oh, never mind. The English language. I thought he meant metal, like the genre.
No.
No,
oh,
he
no,
meant
yeah, metal. Metal, the
like
album.
M-E-D-D-L-E,
yeah.
Like
going
the
with Seamus on it, and One of These Days.
I'm going to cut you into little pieces.
Sounds like the Doctor Who theme.
If you say so, man.
Oh, come on. Listen to them both again.
Oh, if I let this play, I'd even be here for half an hour.
Uh-oh.
Dude, this song is so great once it finally starts.
Oh, Shine On, You Crazy Diamond.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing is about...
This song is, 20 minutes long?
If you play it parts 1 through 9, like it's synced up here on YouTube, 25 minutes and 46 seconds.
25 wow. minutes.
Yeah.
One hell of a song.
It better be. Yeah. No, it is, actually.
It is, actually. It's quite the whole thing.
Well, you've seen this performed live, right? But not by Pink Floyd?
That's true?
Yeah. Or did you just hear the audio of it? You went to the show?
No, yeah, I've seen this performed at Pink Floyd cover band.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you went to
I've never seen Pink Floyd. Well,
no, not Pink Floyd, but Les Claypool's project that where he covered.
Oh, no, I wish I would have seen that.
What
live.
Was it?
Oh, Flying Frog Brigade.
Flying Frog Brigade.
That, you know what? That is a great... That as long as we're talking about this, that is a great thing.
Well, you know,
to listen to high is that album.
Here's something interesting. Like, okay, I know a lot of people are kind of... They still call themselves Pink Floyd fans, but they get a little burnout on some of the traditional big albums by Pink Floyd, like Dark Side of the Moon. But there's people who have covered these albums in their entirety and done vast reimaginations of them, like The Flaming Lips and Henry Rollins did Dark Side of the Moon, and they totally reinvent each one of the tracks but tell the same story, and it's an amazing album. If you're at all a Flaming Lips fan, you'll really enjoy it. If you're
Henry Rollins
does the spoken word parts on it, like, you know, all the rants about the moon and shit. And then this is Les Claypool, right?
Yeah.
With Flying Frog Brigade.
Mm-hmm. And they just covered this song, and then the next CD was them doing Animals.
Yeah. Oh, Animals is another great one.
Yeah.
But they stick more to the original material. I mean, they're really paying homage. They're not reinventing this stuff so much as, like, they're doing a pretty spot-on.
No, yeah, they were. Mm-hmm.
It was totally a tribute.
Correct. They were doing straight up. Man, I don't know how much. I don't wonder if you've added up the weight of pot I've burned playing this album.
Yeah.
And did a cost analysis of it.
Les Claypool has such a deep body of work. I've yet to listen to everything.
No, dude, he's.
He's like the Frank Zappa of our time.
Yeah.
I don't know if people realize that.
I saw him. I saw a show. I saw Primus. I saw the original lineup of Primus. And they did. The first set was... It was set up like this show was, actually. The first set was just like their greatest hits. And then the second set was they did Sailing the Seas of Cheese from beginning to end.
Yeah, classic.
That is still like the best concert I've ever been to. And I've been to a lot of concerts.
Yeah.
Like that number one, with a bullet, you ask me every time. That concert. Because it was at the Fillmore, Detroit, or as we know it, the State Theater.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And we were on the main floor. It was fucking great. It was awesome. As a musician, witnessing it, oh man.
I've seen a lot of good shows at the State Theater. I think one of them was probably my all-time favorite lineup, which was Fugazi, Sonic Youth, and Blonde Redhead.
It's quite the indie lineup there.
Yeah, it was. And it was.
Did it come with an Anarchy T-shirt?
Loud as fuck.
A pair of Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
Some ripped jeans.
Wait, did you see the pictures for the? How did you know how I was dressed?
A girlfriend who had a haircut shorter than you.
What? Damn you. You just fucking nailed it.
I know.
You're just like Alec Baldwin nice. On my ass right now. That's like anybody that'll hand me an envelope with that written on it.
Wow. Right on. Wow.
I was there too. I lived through that too.
Hey, I was an original man.
OG.
Expressing my individuality.
That was one of the things I thought that our generation was so full of shit. Was how we all talked about how we were expressing our individuality. We were all dressing in the same stupid ass clothes. We still had a uniform. Our uniform was just different from the stupid Gap uniform everybody else wore. Our uniform was just from Pacific Sunwear and fucking
American Outfitter.
No, hell no.
I used to paint my clothes. That's how I made them original. I would paint on my... Well, I would draw pictures on my Chuck Taylors, and I would paint on my jeans. I was one of those kids.
Fucking be more stereotypical. Did you smoke clove cigarettes?
No, I do now.
You still do now, yeah.
I didn't smoke anything back then. I was straight edge.
Straight
edge. Oh.
I was like, drugs are bad. I don't need drugs to have a good time.
Until a girl... You ran into a girl who drank or smoked pot, and then it was over.
No, it wasn't a girl.
Was it a dude?
No. Well, I mean, yes, but not in that way. No, my bad influence was definitely a friend.
We all
but
like I, that
it was
bad
not
influence.
Even a bad influence.
You're talking to somebody who was,
you know what,
who was brought up and raised and went to Catholic school.
It's not a bad influence. Like, I was looking for new experiences, and I had a friend who was like, well, yeah, let's do this, let's do that. Let's experiment. That sounds... this is not sounding
keep
any
going.
Better, is it?
Making yourself sound gayer by the sentence.
So, I lost my train of thought now. Let me hit this ball. It wasn't until having a roommate who was like an everyday smoker where it just got to be a habit that way.
What?
Smoking pot. I was still talking about going from straight edge to being the everyday smoker that I am now.
Gotcha.
It was a short story. Get roommate that smokes pot every day, become stoner.
Boom.
We used to just smoke weed every night and watch Stifel and Ollie and Love Lines and listen to the Love Lines on the radio.
Oh, wow. What's That's the- still going. Jamming. Well, no, because I was going to mock you.
So,
that looks like good salsa. You know what that would be good on?
My dick.
That's when he was hanging out with his friend listening to Syphil and Ollie.
Oh, nice.
That's my segue.
I like the condoms.
That's you.
I like condoms.
Oh, the original one that inspired me to start capturing things like this.
I'll take it from anywhere.
Boom.
I love that one.
Who is a whore?
Take it wherever I can get it.
Hey, by the way, that reminds me, your laugh is the greatest segue ever. I want to make a drop of it. And when we're having tough transitions, just put it in there.
There's
so many things where
I've... Your own laugh track, throb.
Where your laugh has been I've used to segue into the next topic.
Eventually, we won't even need you to show up anymore.
Nice.
We'll just have you all on the soundboard.
Sweet.
It's just going to be me with the computer. I'll have both of you set up. Don't need either of you.
Only my consciousness will be downloaded into the computer.
That's the other show. We're not talking... We're not doing the robot update. No.
Oh, man. You know, we had a... Do you guys want to cover the little bit of political news that we have in relation to our fine friend Weed?
Here you go. We'll transition to it. We'll do a nice little transition into it here. As on Tuesday, there's a second Promised Land.
Oh, yeah? Where's that at?
Seattle. First pot shop in Washington is going to open on Tuesday.
I saw reports on that. I also saw that they do not have enough weed, apparently.
Yeah, this story is about the guys like, I got 10 pounds and it'll probably be gone by the end of that week. Yeah, but the thing is, he's not the reason why is he's not, the way the laws work is he's not being granted his license until Monday and he's opening Tuesday.
Oh.
So there's something with he's not able to obtain as much as he can because he's just got his license.
Right. Well, this is a good problem to have.
Yeah. Well, no, it's going with it was with the same thing when it kicked off in Denver. Is that was the thing they were concerned about? Is the people were only having their licenses for like a couple weeks prior to the things opening? They were concerned that there wasn't going to be enough time for the
is there
enough for.
everybody.
Is there any indication of what's the hold up on here? Was it just that stuff moved faster than they thought it would? That it got pulling the trigger on this quicker than they thought? Or is it bureaucracy, red tape, like the government dragging their feet on it? Do they give any details on it? Or they just,
here, let me...
It can't be that there's really not enough weed in Washington, in the state of Washington.
Oh, wow. Well, for starters... A week before the grand opening of Cannabis City, James Lathrop paces by the conspicuously bare glass display cases in a small shop, tucked away just south of downtown Seattle. Barring some 11th-hour business catastrophe, 10 pounds of marijuana will line these shelves Tuesday, a quantity Lathrop expects will sell out that day at $15 to $20 per gram.
Damn.
But until he officially receives his retail license from the state Monday, it's only glass paraphernalia and small label plates that read fine jewelry remnants from when the cases lived in a Sears department store.
This is the pains of starting a business in a state that's just now making it legal.
They had to have a two-hour... They've been working 16 hours a day to prepare the business for its first customers. They had a two-hour state inspection. The Cannabis City supplier, Nine Point Growth Industries in Bremerton, is hustling to get 30 pounds of marijuana ready to go out the door for Lathrop and several other retailers around the state.
Man, so they just there's more demand than they thought.
Customers are allowed under the law to buy up to an ounce at a time, but because the demand is likely to be so high the first day... Everybody's going to be so high the first day, blah!
Right.
Nine Point has been working around the clock since Monday, measuring 30 pounds into 2-gram bags, so more buyers will have a chance to partake in the historic day.
Nice.
Banging it up as quick as I can! Yeah.
This one dude working over a table.
This is all that I had available, he said. I could literally sell as much as I had right now. If I had 10 times as much, I'd be able to sell it. Man, that guy is just going, son of a bitch, the money I could be making.
Yeah,
right.
Which I've been hearing, too. This is a kind of a tangent. I've been hearing that a lot of these companies are going public, and they're selling their stocks for like a penny, and then the people in like the first couple weeks are fucking just making a killing on these things.
I would imagine so, because the people who have the successful business models in these states are going to probably be opening up other stores in other states eventually once it becomes legal in other states, as it's bound to in the coming years.
Right on. I found what we were actually looking for. Through all that, and I actually found what we were looking for about everything with his license here.
Yeah.
For Lathrop, being among the first to navigate Washington's new marijuana laws was daunting from the beginning.
Yeah.
Before he could even be eligible for the licensing lottery, he had to secure a location. Marijuana retailers can't be within 1,000 feet of a school, playground, recreation center, child care center, public park, public transit center, library, arcade.
Yeah, or, same with liquor stores.
I was going to make some kind of joke.
Yeah.
Or Ark of the Covenant. No, it was just going to be something.
Ark of the Covenant.
Landlords at some properties that did work were hesitant to take him up as a tenant. Said about 10 people turned him down before he found the rundown 620 square foot space. That's small for a place to live, let alone a business.
Right.
15 staff members, including security guards. I don't care about you making your shop cool, asshole. Alright, this is obnoxious right here.
What?
There's no specific template for cool, and some of Lathrop's ideas were subtle. The wood paneling on the wall and the floor planks, for example, are angled at exactly 60 degrees.
What?
After adding the 360 degrees of a circle, he explained, that makes them 420 degrees. That's obnoxious.
Oh my god.
That's fucking obnoxious, buddy.
You can't have 420 degrees. What is this thing?
Man.
We already have a winner for the You're Not Helping award, but this guy could be...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have... where this is moving forward...
Yeah, that's the Seattle Times, by the way. I'm gonna stop reading it now.
This is moving forward, local government really seems to be supporting it. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of problems federally for these businesses who are doing quote-unquote legal business in these states, because it's still illegal federally. I mean, they asked to have it at least reclassified. It hasn't happened yet, but that still doesn't make it legal. That just means that it would bring down the fines, the minimum fines for possession and trafficking and whatnot. Because it's still illegal federally, and we've mentioned this before, dispensaries aren't banking their money in traditional ways.
So they can't.
They don't have the same federal protection, and they can, but that leaves themselves vulnerable. I mean, they're doing what the federal government considers an illegal business still, and they could seize their funds and not have the same protection under the FDIC if the bank goes under. So on top of that, I mean, rather than find a solution for a burgeoning business that's bringing in a lot of tax dollars, they decide to tax these people even more. So because of the fact that they're doing all their business in cash, because they can't legally bank, they still have to pay taxes because they don't want the government coming after them. They pay their taxes in cash. So normally it's done through wire transfer. They pay their quarterly business taxes through wire transfer. That's what every business does. So the dispensaries are being charged an extra 10% because they have to process the cash. So they, I mean, rather than find a, what would be, well, I mean, I guess it's not that simple of a solution. The overall solution is to just legalize it nationwide. So who knows if that's ever going to happen.
No, I mean, right? They're going to do what they're going to do, man. They're always going to get their share.
I mean, and the flip side of this is these guys are making money. There's no doubt in that. And, you know, the extra 10% isn't killing them, but why are we putting more burden on something that's bringing in tax money for local government and for the federal government?
Right.
You know? We're supposed to be encouraging small business like this. That's what America's built on.
Right. That's how
because attitudes... Yeah. Because if the people were told it was wrong, and they're going to fucking stick to that they're sticking to their guns until the day that they die.
You even see the stigma come out in people who are supposedly making statements in support of marijuana. Like Bill Clinton was quoted as talking about legalizing marijuana, or legalizing medical marijuana. So, you know, it's only a baby step, and it's something that a lot of states already enjoy. But he does at least frame it in the idea of states' rights, which, I mean, that's exactly what it is. This is a states' rights issue at its core.
That's the key to the right wings. They love states' rights.
It's the key.
I mean, I'm with them. I hear them. I understand them.
I think it's the key to the libertarians.
Because they got Jesus on their side over there.
What about...
They're going to be the tough nut to crack.
You don't think
that... You throw states' rights in, some of them are going to go, huh? What? Huh? What? They're at least going to start listening.
Right.
You know, it's going to get their attention, and that's what we need, because the attitudes aren't going to change.
Well, I would have thought that conservatives would be more likely to respond to logic, like the way federal judge Richard Posner, this guy came out to say that it's time to legalize cannabis. Actually, he's in favor of legalizing all drugs and taxing them and regulating them. In his opinion, it's going to be safer for everybody involved. And certainly on paper, the drug war is not working. In reality, it's not working.
This guy's
there's no aspect of the drug war that's successful on any front.
So this guy, he's just fuck it, dude. He's let the hounds of hell.
No, this is logic. This is letting logic dictate here, because why continue to try and prosecute people who are really not doing anything wrong? You're clogging up the system. You're creating an industry for jailing these people, and you're turning a lot of your citizens against you by persecuting them. But
see, I don't know if I'd unleashing heroin upon the public willingly. I don't know about the ramifications of that. Just because, what do you just see? People like heroin really fucking like heroin. No one's really on the fence about heroin. No one's, they're either vehemently against it or they are super all for it and just unleashing
it
that.
It either triggers something in you or it doesn't at the end of the day. I mean, it's just like an alcoholic gene. You either have it or you don't. You know, but the people who are addicted to heroin, at least the ones that I've talked to, it's like it starts immediate. That first time is like amazing, and they always chase that from there on. It's like always trying to be as good. You're always trying to find a high that was good as the first time. But highly addictive, yes, but you know, not as destructive to the body as other drugs that they've studied. Actually, MDA, MDMA, all these derivatives, what we call ecstasy and Molly and everything that is actually packed with a lot of different things, sometimes crystal meth and heroin and coke and these things are MDMA, MDA is shown to do a lot more damage to the brain than cocaine or heroin could ever do. And the problem with...
Yeah, that shit's poison.
The problem with cocaine and heroin is that, well, it's twofold. You have highly addictive qualities, and that leads to a higher chance of overdose. So your people aren't suffering necessarily. Like, people who are able to get themselves off of heroin and cocaine can lead healthy lives. There's no, like, permanent brain damage. Their bodies can heal as long as they haven't destroyed their liver. There you go. But it's constantly chasing that initial high and trying to get that good high again that causes them to overdose. That's where people are dying from their drug abuse.
So they're just jamming themselves full of, like, unhealthy amounts of... But that's...
I mean, you keep building up a tolerance and keep buying more and more and... Yeah.
But anyway. To unwillingly leash that upon the public, I don't know about that. That's got ramifications. You unleash pot upon the public, Dorito consumption's going up.
Well,
or, you know what I'm saying?
But like, he did... Okay, so in this article, though, Richard...
They could prove cocaine can kill you. Richard they could prove Posner, heroin can kill you.
Richard Posner states that statistically, alcohol and cigarettes do more damage and cause more death nationwide than any of those other drugs that we talked about. Heroin, LSD... coke, weed, everything. He listed off methamphetamines, all of, because of how proliferant they are in our culture, I guess, of cigarettes and alcohol, that you have more deaths from that than you do of overdoses and drug-related deaths.
Yeah, so, while it's illegal, there will be an uptick.
What you're saying is because making it legal would give better access to it, more people would do it, and therefore you'll see the statistics go up the same way that they do for alcohol and tobacco.
My biggest problem with it is knowing that, well, cigarettes and alcohol is the retort to this, but knowing that it can kill you and unleashing it upon the public, yeah. I think there's ramifications with that you shouldn't. I don't think you should knowingly, but it's alcohol and cigarettes. Right. That's what most people are screaming at their speaker right
now. I firmly believe that when it comes to certain drugs like that, you're either going to find it or you're not, regardless of its status, its legal status. If you want to be a heroin addict, if you've got a hole that you need to fill and you want to fill it with drugs, you will find you will just want to do it anyway. You will find a way to do it if it's illegal. You will just do it anyways if it's legal. I don't see anybody becoming a heroin addict because it's legal.
Not so much because it's legal, but maybe it's access that they wouldn't have had before. Hey, and I've heard so much about this heroin thing.
Also, I mean, not to challenge you too much on this, but you tend to lean more towards personal responsibility when it comes to, well, especially having the government poke its nose into your life. I mean, am I wrong on that?
No, you are not.
So wouldn't this kind of be more like personal responsibility? Like, if you fuck your life up with coke or heroin, that's on you. Personally, I've
done... It's like the don't poke the bear philosophy. Like, don't...
I don't know.
If what you say is correct, which it is, people are going to find it anyways. Just let them keep finding it. There are already enough government-sanctioned drugs out there that are bad for us anyways. Right. Alcohol, tobacco, trans fats.
But you could argue also that...
Xanax.
By regulating these drugs, you're making them more safer. You don't have ecstasy that is packed with whatever the fuck in it.
Isn't that pure cut shit right there, son?
You have regulated dosages of heroin. I sound like I'm getting... Oh, wait. I did put Bailey's shit in the coffee. I am getting a little drunk, aren't I? But you'll have regulated dosages of heroin, which is a big problem with heroin. A big part of why people overdose on heroin is because it's really hard to tell how concentrated something is going to be. And you're an experienced user. You're used to doing a lot of it, and something ends up being super concentrated, super potent shit. Then that just stops your heart and kills you. You OD. Hopefully not die. Hopefully you have somebody to throw you in the shower like they do in the movies, or like in a fill a bathtub full of ice.
Yeah.
Or just drop you off at the fucking
cold showers seem to cure so much.
Drive you to the hospital and just leave you laying on the ground.
like in this movie.
Oh, man, speaking of which, I know I shared this with you already, but if you're a Trainspotting fan, which if you're not, I mean, go watch the fucking movie. But for all you Trainspotting fans out there, I'm also a big Irving Welsh fan, who's the author of the book, and I've read the sequel. I've read Trainspotting and the sequel to, which is Porno, and it follows the same characters a decade later, and they're doing another movie. That Danny Boyle's going to do, is the director of the Trainspotting movie. So the, I don't know how much of it, but
Ben Kenobi's going to cost him some money this time around.
It's going to be amazing. It sounds like the old gang's getting back together. Well, this is going to be like...
And then Johnny Lee Miller now, isn't he a network TV star? Him and Lucy Liu?
Who's Johnny Lee Miller?
Sick boy.
Sick boy.
He's on Sherlock Holmes on CBS.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I know that I've seen him in a lot of, like, American television. What about Spud? What's Spud doing?
I don't fucking know.
You see him pop every once in a while. Begbie, definitely, he was in the Full Monty.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Robert Carlyle.
Yeah, he's
nobody's
been around.
Leaving here till we find the contest, don't it? Oh man,
he's like
he's great in that movie, man.
He's like if Hugh Jackman got cast for The Machinist, he would look like Begbie. He's a skinny version. He's a skinny Wolverine.
Wow.
Well, we're on it. Fuck it. Let's go with this. Stoner movies. Movies you like to watch when you're high. Not necessarily stoner movies. Movies you like to watch when you're high. Rob's like every movie ever.
Yeah. I mean, I've enjoyed a lot of movies.
No, but you got to have your favorites that you like to get like super baked and you got... I mean, everybody's got a rotation of things.
You sure don't want to save it for another podcast? We did music today like quite extensively.
Yeah.
And I did have something else to segue out of because we have that retard that brought the bong to the town hall meeting.
All right. We'll put a pin in movies.
Let's put a pin in movies because I think that's a great topic. But we went over like
it's
20 minutes of music.
It's great topics. It's all you get out of me.
But yeah. Yeah, in more political news, Chris Christie.
Invited this guy.
Well, no, but this is good though. This one segues into our idiot stoner of the week. Or
we got to come up with a name for that.
I think we're going.
You're not helping award.
Yeah, the you're not helping award. Okay, so there's going to be a town hall meeting in New Jersey, right? And Chris Christie bans these protesters that arrive from entering. Now these guys they have medical marijuana in New Jersey. They're thinking about expanding it, but I guess they didn't pass the expansion of it, and these guys are pissed off about it. And so they showed up at the town hall meeting and were rejected because they had weed with them. And even this guy brought a fucking bong to the town hall meeting.
Yeah,
and he was like, "We're here to express our freedoms and our right." And like, dude, it's not your freedom. It's not your right to smoke a bong in the town hall.
Yeah, jackass. Yeah, here's the thing.
Stupid.
You said you were going to openly break the law. Here's the thing with medical marijuana. It's allowed in the privacy of your own home.
And it's also, by the way, illegal to bring alcohol into the town hall. It's illegal to smoke cigarettes in the town hall.
You can also not bring a beer into town hall and crack it, fuckface.
If you really wanted to try and change somebody's mind, why didn't you just go there and wait your turn and speak with a clear head and clear thought about an issue that was important to you like everybody else would have done? How do you think that you're helping anything?
No, I mean, because that would require effort.
I'd like to sing a song. Yeah.
Fucking, that would require you'd have to like think and you know have clear, concise points and actually articulate your thoughts instead of fuck the system, man. I'm going to the fucking town hall meeting and I'm gonna smoke a bong and fuck you. You're not helping. And that's why we call it the "You're Not Helping" award. In the kidneys, maybe even in the colon. This is your fucking theme song.
Nice.
I'll have to make a fucking a shorter version of it. Just the hook in it.
It's a great song.
Oh, it is.
I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor.
Like, dude, that guy's an asshole. Yeah. This is the only song they have about assholes. That's all I got, guys. You're lucky my synapses are still firing to think of these things on the fly while we're talking about this.
What about, there was a story about, here's another, speaking of assholes.
I can let it go to the hook, sweet.
Yeah, there's this girl who they're calling in the news the pothead princess.
Oh, this bitch.
Oh, fuck.
This bitch.
So, you know, of course, you know, my curiosity is piqued. I had to read about what this pothead princess was all about. She got in an accident driving drunk, and this is kind of a really sad story because she killed two of her best friends. They're all three of them were 21 years old, driving drunk, head-on collision with another car, kills two of her best friends. She's being brought up on charges now for manslaughter. One of the pieces of evidence against her was a tweet that she had sent out 2 hours prior to the accident that said, "Too drunk to care."
Damn.
So that's incriminating evidence. So, yeah. I mean, asshole, idiot. I mean, okay.
People love to rat themselves out online.
Yeah, why would you want to do that?
It's this new facet of this new generation. I don't get it.
Yeah. Okay, so I read that and I'm like, okay, yeah, she's an idiot. She probably deserves to go to jail. It's manslaughter. But why do they call her a pothead princess?
Yeah, that sounded like alcohol to me.
Yeah.
Guess what I'm not right now? Drunk. Well, not from the...
There was no indication
from the pot.
There was no indication in the story that weed had anything to do with the accident.
Correct.
Now, I guess pothead princess is a term that she had used to refer to herself as. She was very 420 friendly. She was very open about it on her social media site of choice, or, you know, Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
Wow.
Talking about how she had to smoke a joint before she goes to bed, or she can't fall asleep.
Talk about her car smells like pot.
Yeah, talking about her car. Car smells like pot all the time. Just stupid things to post online. Maybe I'm reaching, but my instinct definitely was, it looks like they're trying to just vilify the pot smokers any way that they can. Any way that they can connect any kind of wrongdoing, crime.
She smoked pot.
Harm to
this
others,
must be
harm
why.
To self. Like, they're just reaching.
Well, she did the media's job for them. She gave herself her stupid little nickname, though.
And the fact of the matter is that I think there are a lot of alcoholics out there that are also pot smokers. But that doesn't mean that pot played a role in them, their head-on collision.
Right.
Certainly, you can smoke enough to be impaired. And there's states where I've smoked enough and I would not drive. But
we do not encourage driving.
Yeah, kids. A little bit of a buzz on the weed, not the liquor, not the beer. I'm not condoning any drinking and driving.
Oh, no.
But I've, you know, been high before and drove.
We're not encouraging it.
Right.
We're just saying things happen, people. You got to get home.
On that note, I'll go drive home.
Once again, someone's being an idiot.
He's always an idiot.
They fucking find proof of them being an idiot. But it's like what you said, though. It's what you always say. Is
what's that?
Everything. When you put it online, it's out there. Like, everybody sees everything that you put online.
Yeah. I just thought that was understood.
Well, apparently a lot of people haven't gotten this memo.
That's like saying, hey, when you pick your nose at the stoplight, people can see you. But people don't get that either, I guess. How about a little high concept.
Aaron wants to have a segment. Call it high concept.
Well, because, you know,
I think it's stoner dumb shit.
It's the conversations that you get into that you tend to explore when you're high, when you're really getting deep and philosophical, or maybe not.
Aaron's got a real hippie ass bullshit theory. You should hear this.
This is not hippie ass bullshit stuff, man. This is science.
Hey, you never explained it. Science. So here's your chance, there, Chief.
Well, you're familiar with the song. Are you going to hit me with it?
Playing right now. For it?
Rob, you know what the song is?
No.
You never heard this before?
You'll know it.
I'm sure he's heard it. It was on commercials
You'll know it.
How did I lose my lighter?
Bring it back to your...
Oh, it's under my paper there. Well, so this is...
Turn it a little bit.
Is it called We Are All Made of Stars?
Oh. Can't fight what I see.
Really? I think this was like one of the first songs I used to sell you iPhone.
Oh yeah.
So I'm playing it on my Mac.
Yep.
Yeah.
Please download the show on iTunes.
So, you know, I don't know if Moby was taking that literally at all. To me, this is like one of the earlier songs of like, you're a superstar, you can't do anything wrong. This is the beginning of the end for the new generation. We've talked about that before, like the you deserve everything, you're beautiful.
Oh really? You want to, okay, then if you want to play that, let's throw on this. Is I think this is a fairly a local tune, but I think a lot of people I think this got national exposure.
What is this? Does this tie into our theme here?
It ties into what you were just talking about of the beginning of the end of
everyone is beautiful tonight. All of you are superstars. Yeah,
like the same message.
Yeah.
Alright. Everything is beautiful.
Piece of shit too.
Right. Yeah, I know.
But anyway, you know, it is true that we are all made of stars. Okay. I don't know if he was taking it literally or not.
Hit me up with your science there.
This is a new information, actually. This was mentioned in Carl Sagan's original Cosmos series. Okay, so we have elements that make up our bodies, right? Like iron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen. These all come from core elements that were made in the formation of early stars, right? So,
we keep keeping your wake over there, buddy.
Yeah, this is essentially the Big Bang happens and all these stars start to form and the first generation of stars form and collapse, and inside these furnaces, inside these stars, they create, these are nuclear reactors, and there's nuclear fission happening inside of these things, and fusion, and all that other stuff. And so new elements are being born out of these stars, and when they collapse and explode, they send these elements out into the universe.
Dude, you're being that guy at the party, like, who brought this guy? Right. We are way too high. Right. We're gonna be talking about these things right now, man. I'm trying to process. I'm trying to process everything you are saying to me right now.
All those elements, the same elements that were forged in those stars, are what eventually form us. We're made up of those same elements that were birthed in the furnaces of collapsing stars.
What if
4.5 million years
blue to me is not the color blue to you?
Exactly.
Why are they called fingers?
Yeah, they don't fing anything. You don't fing with them.
That song's longer than I thought, by the way. I didn't know there was a full version.
That show sucks. Man, I need a snack or something.
Yeah. Rob was falling asleep.
Yeah, I was passing out here.
No, I was joking with Aaron. Like, you can see it because we had the production monitor in front of us. You could see at what point you got too high.
Yeah, it was about it. Rob
stops registering. Yeah,
Rob was chatty for the first half hour afterwards.
Hey.
No,
I provide a good half hour of material.
It happens to all of us, buddy. It's all right, man.
That's why we're called the Weedsmen.
Exactly, man. But we're gonna wrap it up for another week.
All right.
Happy July 11th. Really what day you're hearing this.
But today is...
Yeah, it was our 4th of July extravaganza. Even though I entitled episode number 5, Happy Birthday, America.
There you go.
Thanks for listening and liking Christopher Media on Facebook, following us on Twitter, at the Weedsmen 420 for this show specifically. We're still looking for guest Weedsmen.
Yep.
If you got something to plug in, you like to get high, come on down. We'll match.
Nice.
We'll bring you into the pod. Cave, smoke a little whatever. Well, no, actually, smoke a little weed. It's called the Weedsman.
a little bit.
Not the Cracksman.
Yeah, the Cracksman.
That just sounds like the worst porno ever.
The heroines.
Yeah, not the heroinsmen. The heroines. Yeah, no, that's what you would have to do. The heroines. No.
Yeah.
It's not the Cokesman.
The Cokesman.
But subscribe to any Christopher Media show on iTunes by clicking through the banner on ChristopherMedia.net. You don't even have to fire up iTunes. Just bam, right there, ChristopherMedia.net. You click through, you subscribe, can hit up. Everybody is there. Also, too, if you buy something on iTunes while you do that, we get a little something for the network.
Yeah, and another easy thing that everybody can do while they're on iTunes is just quickly rate us.
Yes.
If you like what you hear, give us 5 stars. It really helps us out.
Yes, we need ratings. That's after, because here's, we'll let you in on a little secret of the trade here. When you first sign up with iTunes, when you first get approved, you get 8 weeks, and they feature you new and noteworthy, and they do their best to try to feature you. After that, they throw you into the pool.
They're mentors.
With the
they're bastards.
Quarter of a million other podcasts. So to register on their radar, you need to...
I can't quit you, Apple.
Yeah. Right. You need to rate us 5 stars, and you need to comment. So please, and thank you, if you could do that for us.
Please.
You can support Christopher Media by donating using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. You can click through the Amazon banner and bookmark that page, and when you buy something, Amazon kicks us back a little money to help keep Christopher Media going. Also, MonsterSmokeShop.com.
Check them out.
They are up there. They are out. We're pushing them for the Weedsman. That's pretty much, if you listen to this show and you partake, they got it.
Yeah, you know what they got a good selection of is if you want to explore the fine world of vaporizing your weed, especially on the go, lots of really cool devices.
I'm looking at setting up a partnership through our good friends Leafly.
Oh, yeah?
Recommended a partnership with a vape company.
So oh, yeah.
I'm looking into that.
Awesome.
And it would be the same thing. You click through the banner on the site, you buy it, we get a little something. Doesn't cost you anything else.
Thanks for the help.
Helps us out. You get a new accessory, we get a little piece of that. And like I said, right now, anything you got,
situation.
Anything anybody's doing right now,
you're
paying for the bandwidth right now. You're paying for the hosting because I'm taking on these other podcasts too, telling them, hey, stop making this other site rich.
Paying
because
for these that's microphones.
What you're doing. Yeah. Well, no, they're already paid for, but saying it's the whole goal with this is I'm telling these other guys and any other podcasts, if you're interested, hit us up on Twitter. That's how everybody's found everybody. Stop making Libsyn richer. Stop making Podomatic richer. Stop making whoever the fuck else richer.
Shit.
All right.
Going to war?
Yeah. Wow. Calling out the big dog.
Well, no, but I'm just saying those
gentlemen,
I mean,
stand up.
They're helping you out, but at the same time, what you're really doing is you're driving traffic to their site. You're paying their bills. You know what? At one time, they were where we're at. And
we're going to let them dictate the terms? No.
I'm trying to work with podcasts who are all in the same boat here. You know, if bigger podcasts want to hit us up, go right ahead. But I'm trying to work with everybody who's at the same level in the game
this
here.
This is the new pirate radio. Let's not stick to the old way of doing business.
Yeah. Right. You know, so.
We got freedom.
Yeah.
Say whatever you want.
You know, and if you drive traffic to our site, then it's a victory for all of us because guess what, guys? I have a day job. So I'm just going to funnel it back into the network and just work on raising our profile and building our own. I can't use the metaphor I want to use because somebody else uses it. We're building our own boat. We'll say that.
There we go.
Building our own ark.
Yeah, yep. Building their own boat.
Come join the ark for the great flood.
2x2.
Yeah, so,
but if you're looking to build your own ark, you can click through the HostGator banner. That's where the PBS portion's almost done, guys. That's what I'm going to call this right now. We're going to have to. Well, we got another sponsor today too. Another affiliate today, DraftKings. But we'll get into that.
Boom.
They got a link on the site. Just click through right now. I won't go into that spiel. But if you're looking to build your own ark as well, click through the HostGator banner on the website. We work with them. That's too. I'm trying to. The people I started initially with getting affiliates with are things we actually use. So it actually sounds like, you know, what's this crazy word I'm looking for? Genuine when I'm asking you to use their things.
Please.
We use HostGator, but click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. They host Weedsman Podcast, Unregimented, Eminem Question Everything, the Metalhead Offensive, they're beating us all to the punch. They're doing a live podcast first.
Nice.
But hopefully either look for that soon or by the time you're hearing this, it'll already be out. Toddzilla. He's a monster. He's my buddy. God, love him.
The
fact that I even said that statement about him is ironic. If you're into critical thinking, if you're not easily offended, check it out. You won't be sorry. And just
straight shooter.
Yeah, and you can subscribe to everything on iTunes for free. We're not charging you. So everything that you do, thank you for supporting ChristopherMedia.net.
Keep listening.
Yeah, keep listening. Weedsman every Friday and Regimented every Monday. Stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.